Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be ye joyful. You know, I'm still getting over the sickness. I'm almost through it. And it's funny because when I read, it's almost like my mouth and my brain do not connect as quick. So it takes me a little while to get through these things. But anyways, I was reading this morning and I was reading in James and I read this and just made me think of another verse. So I'm going to go to James chapter 4, verse 13. It says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." You don't know what's going on tomorrow. And I always think about this verse, like, life is so quick, man. Life, things can happen in a twinkling of an eye. I mean, my brother cut his wrist and almost died, you know? And the thing is that when you give that reverential all to God, when you give reverence to God, you acknowledge, you know, Christ is coming back at some point. We're going to be out of here. And this doesn't matter. This is all but for a moment, just a twinkling. So give reverence where reverence is due and be grounded in the fact that we're out of here, man. We're getting out of here, which I'm very thankful for. But this reminded me of a different verse. If you go to chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 25. It says, verse 20, it says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought, or be not careful, or full of cares or anxieties for your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, nor your body what ye shall put on. Is not life more than raiment, or is life not more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow. They sow not, or they don't plant. Neither do they reap, or they gather for harvest, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" He's going to feed you. He's going to clothe you. Does he not do it for his entire creation? Verse 27, "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field." Now, I want to go back to this because this is kind of one of those things. I do believe in life you have to pray and think on good. However, which of you by taking thought could add one cubit to his stature? Who can think about growing an inch and grow? You can't. You can't. So why are you thinking about the little things when God tells us to think on the big things? Thinking about something that God's already taken care of is vain. It's for nothing. It's vexation of spirit. It talks about that in Ecclesiastes. Verse 28, "And why takest thou thought for raiment or clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, or today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye of little faith?" Solomon had everything. Solomon was clothed as a king is. And yet, in all the glory of Solomon, it looks nothing like the way that God clothes like a lily. I mean, have you ever seen like a mum? I'm always blown away by mums. My mom plants mums and they come in a million different colors. But just the way that, like, I remember my mom always told us that, you know, God's art direction. She's a creative, and she said God's art direction is incredible. I mean, if you've ever walked through a forest when it's raining, and you see the greens and you see the browns, and then you see as the water comes down, it gets like a really dark, rich brown, and it's beautiful. If God clothes his creation that's going away, will he not much more clothe you? Will he not much more take care of you? God cares for the little things in our life, the big things in our life. And he's there for you every moment. Verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles or the godless seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first, and this is seek earnestly ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Can you do that in your life? It's a tricky thing, man. Can you do that? Can you not take thought for tomorrow? Because sufficient it is the evil thereof today. You're dealing with enough today. Can you stop thinking of the tomorrow? These are things I think about, especially when I'm spinning out about money or something. God always provides that day. I have what I need that day. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about today. Think about God taking care of you. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desires. Stay focused on what's in front of you and not what's revolving in your mind. It's not always easy, but I hope it helps. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's always to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Again, I pray earnestly for my brother, for his hand, that he gets it all back and the strength and the movement and the mobility. I thank you for taking care of and protecting him. I pray for everything that's going on with the business. Again, that you'd show me how to step by step, give me the energy to get through what needs to get done, and that we can get out and accomplish the things that need to get out and accomplish. There's a lot this year. I thank you again for your believers, that you take care of them. I'm very grateful for that men's group. Just how much of joy that has brought me, and for the fellowship that we started, and how much that's blessed me. I pray for all your believers out there, especially the ones listening. Do you take care of them? And if there's anything in their lives that they need, that you just give it to them so they can move forward. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the little things, for the big things, for the details, and for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.